Santa Claus. No? No? Good. I'm glad. Maybe an old man. I remember the painting of William Blake, and he paints God as an old man reaching down, and it's quite a famous painting. So what of God then? Well, the Bible tells us clearly what God is like, and he describes him as being God is love. But I just wondered, I was thinking about when I went to college a long time ago again, and the first week was called Freshers Week, or Orientation Week, I think it was then. And it was the week when you found out about your course, you found out where everything was, where your tutors were, what you were expected to do. Some colleges did it in a day and others in a whole week. I like the ones where it took a whole week. And so so that was good. But we need something to guide us, to tell us about God. And, of course, it's the Bible. Without the Bible, we're not much cop at deciding what God looks like or what he is like. And so I'm going to read to you from Exodus chapter 34. And in Exodus chapter 34 is where the tablets are replaced, and the tablets that had been broken, and Moses had to present himself again before God. So he cut two stone tablets like the former ones. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went to Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood there with him as he called upon the name of the Lord. Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow in anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression and sin, yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. So this is something of a description of what God is like. Gracious, compassionate, slow to anger. I don't know if you imagine God like that, but that's how the Bible describes him. And if you're looking at the Bible, there's different genres, as they say, different types of writings. The first one is the law, or the Torah, and that's the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy. And that tells you how the law was given and tells you all about the law. So, and then we have a section called history, and they're like narratives, stories, really. So they're found in Joshua, Judges, Kings, and Acts. There's also lots of poetry in the Bible. particularly the Psalms. There's wisdom. We can find that in Proverbs, Job, Ecclesiastes. There's prophecy found in Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, Revelation, and others. And finally, the Gospel and Epistles, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and other letters that Paul wrote and others as well. So those are the different genres. So it's important to know where you are in the Bible. So the more you get to know about God, the more we grow in belief of him. And in Luke 24, we read of how Christ was offered on the third day. He rose from the dead. How should we be with God? Jesus sums it up from Deuteronomy 30, verse 11. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbour as yourself. In Luke 10:27, says that. How would you summarise the story of the Bible? It's an interesting thought, isn't it? And it gets lots of criticism for lots of different reasons, usually misunderstanding. And God, as we've just read, defines himself. He who is compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in truth. What's your picture of God now? Just have a think of that for a minute. Is God? God is a spirit, infinite and eternal, unchangeable in his being, wisdom and power, holiness, justice, goodness and truth. And Jesus proclaimed in John 4 verse 24, God is spirit. Have you ever looked at an online dictionary for an unfamiliar word? Some people have a hard time defining God, especially without the Bible. But the Bible tells us so much about him. He's different from us. We share many characteristics, don't we? And yes, we have a spirit, our soul. But we also have bodies. And the Bible often speaks of God as having eyes, ears, arms, hands, feet, mouth, and heart. And this is to help us to understand what he's like. And we sang Immortal, Invisible, the Only Wise God. I wonder if you know what infinite means. It means, literally, it can't be contained within time and space. He is everywhere. He fills the heavens and the earth. Isn't God wonderful? His whole being is infinite, eternal and unchangeable. His wisdom, his power, his holiness, his justice, his goodness, and his truth. And we sang that song, and it's from Titus 1 verse 17, which says, now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. So we can know something about God that's rock solid and sure, because we based it on this, not on our own thoughts, not on anybody else's thoughts, but on God's word, on what he says about himself, and what Jesus says as well. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And you all know that, don't you? I can tell because you're all nodding. A few weeks ago, I spoke about from the Westminster confessional or confession about how should man be with God. And it says, doesn't it, that we should, I've lost my train of thought. Glorify him and enjoy him. Can you imagine that, enjoying God? Sometimes we forget to do that. We forget to enjoy God. And he is compassionate. Sometimes we can think how miserable we are, how awful we are, and yet God, in spite of that, loved us so much that he sent his son to die for us. And not only that, to encourage us by his resurrection. And we'll find out more about that at Easter, but we know it now, don't we? We know that Jesus rose from the dead so that we can have that hope of rising from the dead as well. We're not dead and gone and forgotten when we do die. But we will be risen. We'll be able to experience that wonderful thing, which we don't know yet, but we'll find out one day, soon enough. So, now to the King Eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honour and glory forever and ever. Amen. That's what Timothy is in Timothy 1:17. And I just want us to encourage one another by knowing who God is and what he's about. So we're going to sing again.